If you saw my last video, you know that I talked about kind of being a camp director instead of being a camp coach. And that's really changed the way that I've done things. It's allowed us to have more involvement with our high school kids. We get more kids in the gym. We can actually work with more kids at one time because it's not just me up there as the camp coach. I'm the camp director, setting the tone, setting the schedule. But my camp coaches are doing their stations, and each one of those can handle a certain number of kids. So I want to give you two kind of concepts or things when we talk about our players and being engaged in camp. So we've got all these campers. How do we keep them engaged, having a good time? And there's two different kind of formulas that we use for this. The first one is the idea that fun equals competition. So we want the kids to compete, not from a level of they have to win everything, but kids like to compete in general. Just throw a ball out to a group of kids and you'll find that they will come up with some game. Doesn't matter if it's a basketball, soccer ball, football, they'll divide themselves up or they'll come up with some game and they'll start to compete. They think that that's fun. So we don't want to take that away. Well, how do we make things fun in camp? Well, there's three ways that you do that. The first is you put time to something. You're going to perform something for 30 seconds. So you're asking them to go as hard as they can for 30 seconds or for 10 seconds. It doesn't matter what the time is. You're going to do a shooting drill for 2 minutes, whatever you want it to do. You're going to put time there so they're competing against a clock, not necessarily against each other all the time. The second is score. You want them to compete for a score. So whether you have a one-on-one competition, three-on-three, or you're trying to get a certain number of baskets in a certain period of time. So we need 10 points in 60 seconds. Then you're going to perform that drill to a score. Once you hit the 10 points, you know you've won. So you're doing both, competing for a score and competing against time. The third way is personal best, and this is one that I absolutely love because it doesn't matter where the kid is at, they can always look to improve just a little bit more. So it might be where they can't do a left-handed layup or they've never performed a certain drill, and you're going to say, all right, hey, we're gonna give this a shot. You're going to do 5 attempts. We're going to see how many you can make, and then you record that. The next day we come back, we're going to do 5 attempts again, and we're going to record and see how they've improved. You could put all of these together as well. Is you're going to give them 60 seconds. We're going to try to beat our score from the day before so that we get a personal best record. So it doesn't matter what the score is that somebody else received. It's the score that you received and making sure that you're continually improving. So fun equals competition, and you do that through timing, through scoring, and through recording personal best. The second thing that I want to point out to you is the rule of 10. And I think this is really imperative and something that you want to go over with your camp coaches or just keep in your mind so that they're keeping things moving and flowing in their stations and it's not getting stale and stagnant. The first is we want to have 10 players to one coach. So if we have one coach there, we feel like they can work with 10 kids and they can monitor those kids and they can encourage them and they can teach the skills pretty effectively. If we get above that 1 to 10 ratio, it gets a little bit harder. So if you're going to jump to 11, your numbers aren't going to be even. So I would say you go 10 to 12, but 12 would be an absolute most that you'd want to give somebody to pay attention to. A perfect number is 10 players to one coach. The second rule of 10 is make sure that you have 10 minutes of action for every 1 minute of instruction. So if you're going to have different stations, you may want to put it at 12 minutes. That means you're going to allow the coach to kind of get the kids organized and you're going to, you know, introduce each other or you're going to do a cheer or a chant, whatever that is that they do, that's going to take up the first, you know, say 30 seconds of that station. You're going to give a minute of instruction. Whatever you want them to get into, you want to get into it with not any more than 1 minute of instruction, and then we're going to get 10 minutes of activity out of that. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't change things or you can't switch to a new drill real quick, but we want to go back to no more than 1 minute of instruction, so, and 10 minutes of activity. The last part of your station would be your coaches bringing them together, pointing out some things that they did well, getting a cheer in, complimenting the kids, whatever it is, just making it enthusiastic so the kids are pumped about what they just accomplished before they move to the next thing. So that's having 10 minutes of action for 1 minute of instruction. Then the third and the final rule of 10 is 10 second check-ins. Now, 10 second check-ins are when you need to alter something real fast or you want to add another layer to a drill or possibly correct somebody. You don't want it to be any more than 10 seconds. So you're going to jump in, you're going to show them how to do it, you're going to correct it really fast with energy and with enthusiasm so the kid feels like, all right, we're getting right back to it. But it's going to be a 10-second check-in. So those are really important ways to keep your camps moving and keep things, you know, flowing so the kids are having fun, they're constantly being active, and we're getting all the work in it as much as possible in the time that we have for each station or each competition, each game, whatever it is that you're using. So coaches, remember, fun equals competition, and those three rules of 10 are going to make things continue to move much and much, much quicker and much faster, so the kids are going to have a great time. So coach, be looking for my next email. I'm going to share some new insights into how to do your camp and some things just to make it a little bit better once again. All right, coach. Go get in the gym, get your team better.